Okay, today is Daf Samach Dalad. We are on Daf Samach Dalad, where the two dots, 6 lines down. And it says like this, 5 lines down. Im shel shem meis, ze sh'ala olav. Right, what's going on? So what happened was, you had a pair, Ala Shem and Lazazel. And then what happened was, one of them died. So if it's before the Goral, bring a second pair, and now you have 3 animals. So which one do you bring? So the Mishnah said that the Sheni gets the, you wait for it to get a mum. Whichever one the Sheni is, you wait for that to get a mum. What's the Sheni? Meaning the odd one out. Which one is that? The 2 options. Let's say the Shem one died. If it's before the Goral, then it can't be like that. Right? So let's say it was after the Goral. And the one for Hashem passed away. The animal died. So I have a Lazazel, and then I have 2 more. One of those 2 is going to be Lashem, and one's going to be Lazazel. Which Lazazel do we use? The Mishnah said the Sheni gets the mum. Which one's the Sheni? So Amar Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yaakov. The Sheni of the first pair, if we're talking about now the Azazel one died. So which one's brought? The Sheni of the first pair. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yire. And the Sheni of the second pair, wait for that one to get a mum. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, the opposite. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yire. The Sheni of the first pair, you wait for it to get a mum. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yaakov, the second one of the second pair you bring. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the first pair is completely not used at all. One died, the other one waited for it to get a mum, and I used the 2 from the second pair. And according to Rav, no, you use 1 from each pair. What's Rav's reason? Rabbi Yochanan make a little more sense? Like the first pair died, so its partner died, so this one also goes, in other words, you wait for it to get a mum, and then when it gets a mum, you sell it, and with the money, you buy something for the Beis HaMikdash. So, B'mai K'miflik, what are they arguing about? What's the Mahalik about? So, Rav Savar, Rav holds, Balei Chayim Einon Nidachin. Live animals don't get pushed away. There's a concept in Halacha about something being pushed away if it's not Roy. And, like, for example, let's say you have a Hadassim, and Hadassim have berries on it. You're not supposed to use hadassim with berries. So the hadassim are pushed away. You can't use them. What if I take the berries off? Before Yontif, take the berries off. Can I use it now? Well, it was pushed off. Does it return? Does the status return? That's a whole discussion. Right? You had a chauffeur that was stolen. You can use it. Your kimatza was stolen. All these things. But you can't use it. But then I undid the problem. So can I use it now? Says Rav, by animals, they don't even say all this. Animals can't be pushed away. So there's no reason not to use the first one. No reason not. It was never pushed away. Its partner died, so its partner died. So what? Live animals don't get pushed away, and therefore you must use the first one.
Why take a pair instead of taking a single?
Because it's a good question. The answer is you have to take a pair. You have to. I know it's a very good question. So just take another animal off the street.
And do the girl again.
Or even let it go. Right? So it's a good question. I don't have an answer to that question. Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, Balei Chayim Nidachin. Balei Chayim are pushed off. They're pushed off. Therefore, once the partner died, when I say partner, I mean the other goat, there's nothing you can do with this goat. It's pushed off. Can I get 2 more? Fine. Now, my time at the Rav.
We don't have other cases by Karbanos when an animal gets pushed off.
Then we do.
Right. So.
You know what it's called? It's called a mum. My time at the Rav, what's Rav's reason that animal doesn't get pushed off? The Yalef mi Mechusar Zman. It's learned out of Mechusar Zman. Can I bring an animal for a carbon if it's 6 days old? The answer is no. But what about when it's 8 days old? So it's pushed off. It's pushed off. I can't use it. What happens when it turns 8 days old? Oh, now I could use it for a carbon. Now I could use it. So what do you see? The animals don't really get pushed off. Right? Mechusar Zman. It's less than 8 days old. Lav, afal, gav, dahash, delo, chazi. Right now, I can't use it. Right now it's ineligible. Ki hadar michzi shaper dami. But in 3 days from now, it's going to be fine. Hachanami loshna. So what's the difference over here?
That's not a good example.
Not a good example. Why?
Because that's never good in the first
place. Ah, me dami. What kind of example is that? Hasam by the animal of mechusas man lois chazi klal. It was never good. It was never good till it's 8 days old. Hacha nirev nidche. Here it was good, and now it got pushed off. Why did it get pushed off? Because the partner died. Is that not a good example at all?
This is much more like a case where if you lose an animal,
You hear what's going on?
Yeah.
Not the same thing at all. Get compared to that. Ella, hainu time of Rav. You're right. That was a bad choice. That was a bad try. Here's the real reason of Rav. The yalef mi balmum over. It's learned out of a balmum, temporary balmum. Not a permanent mum. Permanent mum, the animal can't be brought. A temporary mum. Right? What's a balmum over? Balmum over. Lav afal gaf de lo chazi hashta. Right now, it was good a month ago. Then it got a mum. A temporary mum. So we're waiting for it to heal. So can I bring it when it has a mum? No. I have to wait. So it was good. It became no good. And it'll become good again. So what do you see? Animals don't have pushed off. It was good. Then it got no good. It got a mum. But the mum's not permanent. It'll heal. Don't wait for it to heal. Right? Afagaf, the little chazi hashta. It wasn't good, right? Not good right now. It has a mum right now. Ki hadar mirzi shaper dami. When the mum goes away, it'll be good. Hachanami, loshna. So to here, same thing. It was good. The partner was alive. Then the partner died. It doesn't lose its status. It's still good.
So if you have a calf that you can't bring because you're going to be shechting its mother, but then the mother develops a mom, can you then bring the
calf? One second. You can't. The animal becomes ineligible only once you shech the mother. You can have all the kavanas you want, but until you actually shech the mother, the baby's good.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. You can have all the intent. I'm going to shech the mother. You can have all the intentions you want, but you have to actually do it. So if the mother got a mom, it's fine.
Okay.
Right.
What about an animal where there was a suffix?
What do you mean a suffix?
I was going to bring an animal. I'm mocking this animal to him and say, I'm going to bring this animal for a carbon. And then, you know, somebody comes and says, you know, I think that animal was used for avoid zara.
So it's a suffix there, right? You have to be machmir.
So, yeah, right. But then you could be mavar and find out later on. No, that animal was fine.
Ain't a chanami. So maybe this is more of a common case. It's a little more far-fetched, right? Maybe this is more common. So mum over is maybe more common. So and a chanami. You can find another example where it's good, no good, and good again. Same thing over here. It was good. Now it didn't even become no good. It never became no good. Just because the partner died, why does it affect the carbon? The answer is it doesn't. And you have precedent for that. You have balmums. Same story. And for Hassan Manalan, how do you even know that such a thing as a balmum over? How do you even know that? That there was a temporary mum and it becomes good again. Maybe the halacha is that once an animal is pushed, it's taka pushed off. Aye, the mum goes away. Yeah, but this animal is rejected as a carbon because it had a mum once upon a time. Well, that wouldn't be such a crazy thing if the Torah said that. How do you know it's not like that? So, dechsev, it says, ki moshchasam bohem, right? Mum bum. There's a mum in it, in the animals. Mum bum. Hudalo yertu. If it's a mum right now, he can't bring it as a carbon. Ha over mumon yertu. That implies that if the mum went away, there was a mum, but it's not bum, it's not right here, right now, meaning it's a temporary mum that went away, it can be brought again as a carbon. That's what it sounds like.
One of these other animals have, though, a thing about bringing them as a pair.
Correct. Well, we do have some with pairs. We're going to get to it today. We did it already. With the Petzora,
right,
okay. And the Nazir, there were some animals with pairs, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same kind of thing. Where this one would do that goral, automatically the other one becomes that, right? Correct. That's why I was struggling. What's going on? I was spending 3 days on this. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, who lechora disagrees with Rav, and holds that a Baal Chai can become pushed off. Then how do you read this pasuk? This pasuk seems to say that a mum over is okay. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, once the animal gets pushed off, it's pushed off. How do you know? Because he says that the partner of pair one, you have to wait for it to get a mum. which means once it gets pushed off, it gets pushed off. So how does he hold for mum overs? What does he do with this pasuk? This pasuk seems to say only a mum over, only a real mum is, but a mum over is okay. How can it be okay according to him? It got pushed off and it's returned. How can it be okay? For Rabbi Yochanan, Mir Rachmana Bohem. Because it says, Miki Moshchasam Bohem Mum Bum. A lot of funny extra words there. What is Bohem Bum? So from the Bohem, Heimhu Dechi Over Mum and Yiritsu. Right? I'll call Dechuyin Hoel Fenidchu Nidchu. You're right. The word Bohem, yeah, by a Mum I agree. By a Mum I agree. I don't agree by anywhere else. And therefore, by this case, if the partner dies, the animal that was matched up with it can't be brought. Yeah, I agree about mums. I agree about that. That I agree with, says Rabbi Yochanan. Why? There's an extra word, bohem, in this pasuk. Bohem, only them I agree that if the mum over, I'll allow it. But nothing else that's pushed off, I will allow. V'rav, and what does Rav do with the word bohem? What does it do with the word bohem, this extra word bohem? This is hard. Hahu, bohem, b'inyanayhu, hu de lo mirtzu. What he says is, if you have a balmum, right now, a balmum cannot be brought. Ha, a little bit what Josh was saying, ha, al yidei taroves mirtzu. But if it got mixed up with other limbs, I will allow it to be brought. How do you know that? Kiditnan, it's a Mishnah. I think it's a Mishnah in Tzavachim. It says like this, Evarim Tamimin, limbs of a carbon, of Tamimin means good carbonos, Tamim, no problems. Be'evarim Bali Mumin got mixed up with limbs of Balmums. Got mixed up. Okay? Now, can I bring them on the Mizbeach? Well, Balmums really no. I don't even know how it got chechted, but it got chechted. Now I have limbs of Balmums together with limbs of not Balmums. Can I bring them on the Mizbeach? You would say, of course not. Of course not. Says Rav, no, you can. As long as they're in a mixture. As long as they're in a mixture, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, now, im karav harosh shel echad mehen, if you already brought the head of one of them, says Rabbi Eliezer, yakrivu kol rosh and kulam. You can bring them all. In other words, as long as one was brought, we will attribute and say, that was the Balmum, the head of the Balmum. I already did, oh, it was a mistake, but I already did it. Now I have all these other limbs, I can bring them too. Says Rashi, V'tolin ha'iser ba'otho shekarav kfar. We will say that the one you brought already, one you brought a whole animal, the Rosh, whatever. Now I have limbs that have to be burned on the Mizbeach. Well, once you brought one, we will say that that one was the one you shouldn't have brought. But you brought it already. No. V'tolin l'kula, and we'll be makel here. Hoel, dinis arvu, since it got mixed up, ein kan suffek iser doraisa lemeza luchumra. There's no suffek of a doraisa now to be machmir. Why not? Why is there no suffek doraisa? It's only a suffek not doraisa. What's Rashi saying exactly? Because we're going to say I already brought that one. So here it's just limbs that are mixed up. The law hazira Torah alein elikeshen atzman, because the old Torah only cares if they're by themselves. If they're in a mixture, the Torah doesn't care. The rabbanon might care, but the Torah doesn't care. The Torah only cares if they're by themselves. How do you know that? From the word bohem, shenemar bohem ki moshchasam bohem bum bum ki ithnu beinayu. Only when they're by themselves. So if they're by themselves, it's a problem. If they're not by themselves, it's not a problem. How do you know that? Because it says bohem. That's what Rav does with the word bohem. Again, kirav shel echad mehem. If you brought the legs of one of these karbanos, which was a mum, you shouldn't have done that, but you did it. So we will say, yakrivu kol ha-kraim kulam. You can bring all the legs. Why? Because we'll say the first one that you brought was the one with the mum. You shouldn't have done that. Okay, but now everything else is all mixed up. It's all only the rabbana now. Because the only problem is if it's by itself. And therefore it's not a problem. How do you know that? From the word bohem.
If I have a mixture of tarfas.
Well, we're going to get to that. V'chacham omrim, v'chacham say, afilu karvu kulon. Even if you brought 99 of them, chutz me'echad mehen, and there's only one left, yatza l'beit ha'sreifa. You have to burn it, because you cannot bring something, even with a partial mum. Even with a suffik mum. Okay? Now, Rav, who holds that animals are not dichoy, what does he do with the word bohem, which implied only mums are not dichoy? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And only mums, I agree. What about anything else? And anything else is dichoy. He says, Rav, no, it's not. What is the word bohem? Oh, bohem tells you a funny halacha, that if there's mixture of bal mums, it's allowed to be brought. Only if it's not a mixture, then it can't be brought. But if it's a mixture, it can be brought on the Mizbeach. Right? Ask the Ritva, Josh's question. What do I need all this whole discussion for? It's rove. You go after the rove. So if rove of the limbs are good, then we have a rule, right? We follow the rove. If rove of the limbs are good, and there's one bal mum stuck in there, so it's rove. Right? Same thing with hot dogs. Rove the hot dogs are kosher, one not kosher, you can eat them. Why? We have to follow halacha. We go after the rove.
By the way, we don't say by hot dogs that if you had 10 hot dogs that were lined up and one of them was treif and you ate the first one, that the other nine, we say that?
Yes.
We say that let's assume that the first one you ate was kosher, it was treif, and then the other nine are all good.
You can eat all 10.
No, that's rove.
Right.
We don't need to say this concept. Let's say that the first one, if we're going to hold rove, what do we need this whole concept of say that the first one was the bal mum? Just say rove.
I hear you.
What do you need to say this concept for? If I have 10 hot dogs in front of me, it's rove. We don't say the first one that you ate. If you ate one out of the 10, we say that one. We don't say
we
that.
Might say that something like that. We might.
I'm not so sure there's any rove thing by the base maker.
Right, so the Ritva is a...
They hold it at a higher level.
I hear you. So then what's going on here? So the answer is a special limud. Special limud.
Right.
So the Ritva says, what do you special limud? We'll go after the rove. The Ritva answers, because this will work even if it's not rove. Let's say it's 50-50. It's not rove. It's a mixture, it'll still work, even if it's not rove. That's what the pasuk is telling you. That's what the Ritva answers. Very, very interesting answer.
That's a
very interesting, right? In other words, it's just an etzim, a din in the mixture. As long as it's a mixture. It's not rove, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be rove. Ve'iduch, what does Rabbi Yochanan say about all this? Nafkalei mibam bohem. Right? So he learns it out, according to Rabbi Elazar, who allows it. I mean, he doesn't even allow it. But how does Rabbi Elazar allow it? What words? It says, mibam bohem. Of course, it said bam twice. It says bohem. Ve'idach and rav, bam bohem, lo darish. He doesn't learn bam bohem. So therefore, that's how we end off. Right? So how do we end off? That there's machlokes, whether or not... So what are we talking about? What is this about? There's machlokes, if one of the goats dies, and you bring a second pair, which one, there are three animals here now, which is the odd man out? Rav says, one animal from the second pair, and Rabbi Yochanan says one animal from the first pair. How does Rav, what's they arguing about? They're arguing about the halacha of whether it's dichui by animals. Rav says there's no dichui. How does he know that? He knows that from balmum overs, right? And then we said a special halacha about mixed up limbs, fine. Ulu Rav, so according to Rav, Nihi Nami Debal Echaim Eino Nidachin. It's true. Rav holds, animals are not pushed off. So then, E boy Hainakriv. Do I care to bring whichever one he wants? Or does he have to say that the second animal from the second pair has to get a mum? What? Bring whichever one he wants, up to him. Either the first, whatever he wants. Right? Amar Rava, Rava said, Rav, Savalaki Rav Yossi. No, Rav holds like Rav Yossi. The Amar, mitzvah berishon. There's some kind of special mitzvah to use the first one available. Hi, Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi is this? Or where did Rabbi Yossi say that? E name Rabbi Yossi to kupos. Is it Rabbi Yossi regarding the bags, the kupos, the box, really? The box of what? The box of the shkolim, the dnan, kuzotim shkolim, shalosh kupos, shalosh se'in. There were three kupos, and each kupa was three so big. Shebehen tormes halishka. They used to use these boxes and take the money out of the boxes and buy korbanos sibur. V'kasev alei and aleph beis gimel. And they wrote on the boxes aleph beis gimel. Right? V'tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, lama kasev alei and aleph beis gimel. Why did they write aleph beis gimel? What's the difference? Who cares? Why do you have to write aleph beis gimel? She said three boxes. No, the answer is leida ezer nitro rishon. Which one was consecrated first? Lahavi haimena rishon. She mitzvah barishon. They would use the one first because the mitzvah used the one first. So I think what's going on is they collected masses of shekels. They put them in a big room, three boxes, and the box one filled up, and then two, then three. So people didn't give their money on time, like people are people, and they would trickle in over the course of the year. So they would wait. So the first one got filled up, right? Got filled up. That's when they would use first. Why? Because the mitzvah to use the first one. What do you see? Rabbi Yossi says it's mitzvah to use the first one. So why should you, the Gemara asks, will Rav use any one animal he wants? No, mitzvah the first one. Now, Dilma Shiny Hussam, it's different over there by the Kupos. At the time you used, at the time the first one was filled up, the second one wasn't even filled up. How can you use the second one? Well, not even full. It has nothing to do with Rishon. It has to do with people sending in the Max HaShekel on time. So it's filled up, it's filled up. That's why you're using the first one. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would hold, you can use anyone you want. Why am I using the first one? Because the first one got full. That's why. Right? Rashi says, the second to last Rashi, Avol hai, but by the animals, lo is chazi kama adis chazi basra. Right? The second one doesn't become ready until the first one's ready. You can't have that. Sha'afal pi shehigro love, enor lishcho, alachama andom hapar. You have to wait for the doubt. You have to wait. Right? Besoch kach meitz chaveru, then the other one died. Veviu shnayim ve'igrilu. Right? Okay, fine. That can't be right. Ella, Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. It's the Rabbi Yossi about Korban Pesach. The Tanakh says, Braisa, Mishnah, Himafresh Pitzcho, you designated your Korban Pesach, V'avid, you lost it. V'hifresh Achar Tachtav, so you get another one. Then, Rachach Nimtza Rishon, then you find the first one, V'arei Shneim Omdin, they're both standing here. It's two Korban Pesach. Which one? You only need to bring one. What do you do? Ezim Henshi Yirtza Yakriv Divir Chacham. The Chacham say, whichever one you want. Whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mitzvah berishon. No. It's a mitzvah to use the first one. Right, Rashi says, Tahacha, Rashi, okay. Forget Rashi. Ve'im haya hasheni muvchar mimenu yivienu. But if the second one's really better, then bring the second one. But it probably was not the case. They're all young goats, under a year old. Probably the same. So then says Rabbi Yossi, it's better to use the first one. Says Rav, that's why. If you have a pair of the goats and one dies, and you can bring a second pair, use the first one. Why? Mitzvah berishon. That's all.
It's a much better example.
Well, yeah.
According to Rav or Yochanan, if you use the other one,
right?
Yatsa.
I think we're going to get to that right now. I don't know. I think we're going to get to that right now.
Okay. The trouble I have with the three shofars of Shekalim. If there's three sum of coins in there, you're never going to use the first one because that's going to be right at the bottom.
What do you mean? You take out all this. You take out, every day. You take out a few dollars to buy the animal.
What he's saying is if the first one in is the last one out. So if there's a mitzvah to use the first one, you have to turn the box on its head.
So he said there is no mitzvah to use the first. He said there's no mitzvah to use the first one.
Right.
There is no mitzvah.
You can't.
Right. You can't. Interesting. Right. Okay. Now Amar Rava. Rava says like this. Deka Masnith and Kavase de Rav. Our Mishnah really shows that Rav is right. If you read our Mishnah carefully, which we're going to do, you'll see that Rav is really right. Ubraisa and the Braisa, which we're going to bring in a minute, Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. Really shows Rabbi Yochanan's right. How so? Masnith and de Kavase de Rav. Our Mishnah really supports Rav. Diktani, what did our Mishnah say? It said, Im shel shame mace. And we said, im doesn't mean if, it means when. On the occasion that the shame dies, the Shemon Hashem dies, ze sha'ala alav hagora l'Hashem yiskayim tachtav, right? The one that you replace becomes the shame, because the shame died. The idach, and the other one, right? Which was what other one? From pair one, kidikai kai. Stays right where it is. It stays right where it is. Doesn't that seem to imply that you used the Azazel from the first pair? Right? It doesn't get pushed off. And you don't wait for the first one to get a mum. It stays where it is. So what do you see? The Mishnah really says what Rav says. Right? The Idach means the other one. What other one? From the first pair. Ubraitha Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. And the Braisa seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. How so? Diktani, it says, Shani, the second one, Eini yodea im sheni shebezog rishon v'im sheni shebezog sheni. The second one, which second one? Kishu omer, when it says yamod chai, right? The pasuk says that the sir hamishtaleach has to be yamod chai. What does yamod chai mean? Right? V'lo shechavei romes. And not that the other one is dead. Now that doesn't make any sense. Because Yamod Chai means that the Sir Lazazel has to be alive when you do the Goral. What if it dies 5 minutes before the Goral? So, excellent. It already died. This will be the Azazel one. Right? So it's dead. Okay, so it died a little early. No. No, you don't say that. It has to be alive when you do the Goral. No, that has to be alive when you do the Shechita of the Shem. It has to be alive for a while. It has to be alive. I think there was a Gemara that said if it died at some point after that, it's fine. Now you did the Azazel, it's dead already, right? That has nothing to do with the fact that the other one has to be alive. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Yomod Chai means Yomod Chai v'lo shechavei romes, which prompts the Gemara to ask my mashma. That doesn't make any sense. My mashma, it doesn't make sense. Yamod Chai means that the Sir Lazazel has to be alive, not that Hashem has to be alive. So how is that a raya that if the Hashem dies, the Azazel has to get a mum? That doesn't make any sense. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. How do you know that it's the second pair? Meaning, you have a pair. The Hashem one died. What do you do with the Azazel? Let it get a mum. Why? Well, it says Yomod Chai. Has to be alive. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Yomod Chai v'lo shechavei romes. And I think the other one's dead. That doesn't make any sense. So my mashma, how does that make sense? So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you how it makes sense. Yomod Chai v'lo shekvar amad. Meaning, it has to be alive together with the other one. It has to be alive now. Not that it was once upon a time alive together. Has to stay alive with the other one. So if the other one dies, this one gets pushed off. That's how you have to read it. I mean, that's a difficult way to read it, but there's no other way to read it. Okay? Now, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, V'od Omar Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda said another thing. He said, Nishbach Hadam, if the dam of the Sir Lashem spilled, in which case, you're never going to bring it, because it's spilled. Yomos HaMishtaleach. The Sir HaMishtaleach has to go die. You have to kill it. Why? Why do you have to kill it? Because I have to bring another Lashem. I have to bring another Lashem now. Why? Because I spilled the dam. That was a big mistake. Shouldn't have done that. But no, it's spilled. So I got to bring another Hashem. If I'm bringing another Hashem, I have to bring another Azazel. So what I do, this Azazel has to die. Has to die? It's a little harsh. And by the way, Meith HaMishtaleach, if the Mishtaleach dies, Yumas Hadam, Yishbach Hadam. You have to spill the dam. Why? Because they have to go hand in hand. Who does this go like? Like Rabbi Yochanan. Goes like Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan. And this makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Balei Chayim Nidachin. That Balei Chayim get pushed off. Bishum Hachi, Yumas HaMishtaleach. If you spill the dam, and you can't bring now this shame, then it ruins the Azazel too. That makes perfect sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. El Rav, Dama Balei Chayim Ein Nidachin, but according to Rav, who says that live animals don't get pushed off, Amar Yamas HaMishtaleach. Why do you have to die? Why? Okay, it's true. You're going to have to bring another Lashem. And you might have to bring another pair, because there always has to be a pair. So the second one, the Azazel will get a mum, or die. We'll talk about the dying in a minute. But the second one, what's the first one? The first one's sitting there, sitting pretty. And we hold, doesn't get pushed off. So what's going on here? Amalach Rav, Rav says, no, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, lo kamina. I wasn't talking about Rabbi Yehuda. I wasn't talking about him. I don't hold like him. I don't have to agree with him. Kiamina Aliba de Rabbanon. I was talking about the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon don't hold that. Rabbi Yehuda added it on to the end of the Mishnah. By the way, I have another halacha to throw in here, which means the Rabbanan didn't agree to that. Why? And then Rav says, I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda at all. Right? And by the way, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to die. The Chacham doesn't even hold that. Right? There was a tzeppet machlokas. What do you do with the animal you're not using? What do you do with that animal? The Chachamim said, get the mum. Rabbi Yehuda said, it has to die. Right? And by the way, said Rabbi Yehuda, we're arguing about something else. We're arguing about what happens if the blood spills. The Chacham didn't say a word. Which is mashma. They don't agree with that. If the blood spilled, so the blood spilled. If they get a new one. The first last has to also die now? Of course not. Right? Make sense? You lost?
No, but it should be whatever you did. Why should it be different by Mishaleach? In the case where you lose a Mishaleach, in the case you lose, it should be the same. Whatever happens by Mishaleach happens by Hashem. If you have to bring another pair,
Right. So Rabbi Yochanan, right, exactly. So Rabbi Yochanan said, the only thing that Rabbi Yehuda is changing is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a mishap now after you already killed the Shem. And now it got botched up. Says Rabbi Yehuda, in that case, so according to Chacham, in that case, nothing happened. Nothing changes. You got to get another Hashem to get another Hashem. It'll require you to get another Azazel, do that too. Which Azazel are you going to use? The first one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. If you spill the dam, the first Azazel now has to die. And get two more and do it over again. Right?
That sounds like Rabbi Yochanan.
It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Says Rav, I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I don't have to answer for his tan I don't hold like. I like the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that if this happens, nothing happens, nothing changes. They didn't even address it. But the Rashi explains, since they argue about what you do with the animal that you're not going to be using, the Chacham said it gets a mum. Rabbi Yehuda said it has to die. So too, when Rabbi Yehuda said, I have another halacha to say, that if the blood spilled, you also let the Azazel die, it's mashma, the Rabbanan don't agree with that.
And, shtika koda.
What? Exactly. No, she doesn't say shtika koda.
Why not? They made a
because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's not shosik. He's the one who opened up his mouth. I can't let this Mishnah go like this, because I don't agree with it. That's exactly what. I can't. I have to say something. I must say that if the blood spills, you also have to do that. I must say that. He has to say that. He can't be quiet. That's mashma. The Rabbanan don't agree with that. So according to Rav, Rav says very simple. I don't agree. I don't have time. I don't have to agree to this. I don't agree to this at all. I don't have to answer for Rabbi Yehuda. I hold like the Chachamim. The problem is, what about Rabbi Yochanan? El Rabbi Yochanan, but my pligi. What are they arguing about? Right? What is who arguing about? What is the machlokes about between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Chachamim? What did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim said that if you have two animals and one of them dies, you get a second pair. The first animal, according to Rav, it's used. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not used. But putting that aside, what do you do with the animal? The one that you're not using. You let it get a mum. Rabbi Yehuda said it has to die. What are they arguing about? Right? Rashi says, El Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbana Nami Bisheni Shebezug Rishon Umru Yire, but my Paul Rabbi Yehuda Lai Abach Sefer Tiktani Va'od. Right? And then there was another issue that they're arguing about. They're arguing about, what do you do with the, what happens if the blood spills? If the blood spills.
That is the argument.
What? That no, the first argument, well, second argument, right?
Correct.
If the blood spills, what do you do with the other pair?
Follow-up argument.
What?
Follow-up argument, we've just been having this.
Right, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the animal gets dichui, what if the Rabbanan hold it? There's no dichui? What do the Rabbanan hold? According to Rabbi Yochanan, what do the Rabbanan hold?
It was back to yesterday's...
So the Gemara says exactly, Amar Rava, Harbin, Deka, Masisa, Gemara said to Rav. Didn't I say that the Mishnah goes like Rav? I said the Mishnah goes like Rav. Remember I started off with the Daf? We said Rav, the Mishnah goes like Rav. And the Braisa goes like Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah goes like Rav. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Right? What are they arguing about? According to Rav, very good. Now, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, She'ein Chatos. Should I go further? You'll do a little. We'll do a start. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, She'ein Chatos Tzibur Mesa. The Chatos Tzibur can't die. Right? Had Yachid Kiagavna Mesa. But a Yachid in such a situation can die. But what situation is it? Well, you got kapara from another animal. I had this one, then I lost it, then I, right? So that's the halacha. That's one of the five, right? There are five chatas that have to die by a yachid. One of them is you got a kapar from someone else. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, Kirebi Ava Amarav. That makes sense according to Ravava Amarav. Dam Ravava Amarav, Hakol Modim, Shem Nitzchapeshen Avuda, Avuda Mesa. El Rav, Havalek Mafreshe Chatos Lachrayt. Okay, what's going on? We're going to stop in a minute, but we'll just explain what's going on. Should we do the Rashi inside? The massive Rashi. Basically, we'll do it outside.
Can you do it tomorrow again anyway?
I don't know, Michael's supposed to do it tomorrow. We'll see. But basically, just to get a concept of what's going on is as follows. We have a halacha that if you have a chatos and you lost it, and then you bring another chatos, and then you find the first one, what happens to the first one?
Dies.
Has to die. I mean, you put it in a room, lock the door, come back in a month, it's dead. That's halacha. What happens if I lost the chatos, I get a second chatos, and then I find the first chatos? I didn't do anything yet. When does the chatos die? When I shecht the second one, then the first one shows up. Oh, it has to die. Here, I get a second one, and the first one didn't die. I didn't check them yet. All of a sudden, I found the first one.
One of them's gonna die.
1 second. In this case, the machlok is what you do. Now, one has to be shechted. What do you do with the second one?
Dies.
It's a machlok.
It's one of the five.
No, it's one of the five. Only if I already I shecht one, then I find the other one.
Once you designate it, you're in trouble.
No. El Rav have the mafresh dechatos lachrayis. What if someone's a very nervous person, and he donates a chatos, and he donates a backup, in case this one gets a mum, in case I lose it, I have a backup. And you don't lose it, it doesn't get a mum, nothing happens, what do you do with the second one? Has to die? No. It's called achrayas. Achrayas means it's like insurance. It's insurance. You're such a nervous person, you get a second one.
Because that's what's good. But your mind says not to use the second one. Your mind says use the first one.
Exactly.
But if I have no choice, I use the second one.
Exactly.
That's not your case here.
So it's, but
the case over here is I have intention to use the second one.
Right. But before I was about to shecht it, the first one showed up. Now the second. Now one of them is going to be brought. So one holds. Whichever one you don't bring for the carbon has to die. Don't just, no, it's like achrayas. Wait for it to get a mum. So that's going to tie into what we're discussing here.
Okay, so question.
Yeah.
Let's say you have one and you lose it. So you go and you bring up, you designate a second one, and then the second one gets a mum, but you find the first one. Can you use the first one or you have to get a third one?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You have a first carbon.
Yeah.
You lose it.
Right.
You get a second one. You designate a second one. The second one gets a mum, and in the meantime, you found the first one.
So that'll depend on whether you hold the animal's dichui or not.
Exactly. Back to the first thing.
Right? That's about that question. Probably you can use the first one. Probably. Yeah. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.